Welcome to the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJ BC.
Friday the 13th.
Is this weekend, and more on that in just a second, but this is your friendly reminder that if your trip to church this Sunday involves crossing Broad Street between the Scioto River and Drexel Avenue, find another route, because the Columbus Marathon, or the nationwide Children's Hospital Columbus Marathon and Half Marathon, steps off bright and early at the crack of dawn Sunday morning, beginning and ending at North Bank Park. And for more information, including the whole race route, go to columbusmarathon.com, and this race keeps selling out every single year. And Franklinton Friday is this Friday, kicking off the weekend of Skrull, because Franklinton Friday happens to be on
Friday the 13th.
And then Urban Skrull, or just Skrull, Saturday and Sunday in the Franklinton Arts District. And you'll see live paintings of panels, which will be auctioned off for Art for Franklinton in 2024. The Old Town East Art Walk, with tricks and treats along the Old Town Business District and 700 Collective this weekend. Old Town East Art Walk is Sunday at 700 Collective at Bryden and Parsons, after the marathon passes through Old Town East. The Pearl Market season finale was Thursday, and this weekend is the season finale for the Markets on Pearl Trio. The final Moonlight Market is Saturday evening, and the final Sunlight Market of the season is Sunday afternoon. The Bexley Harvest Festival is at Jeffrey Park on
Friday the 13th.
There will be family-friendly activities for the families in Bexley. The Apple Butter Festival celebrates 50 years this Saturday at Heritage Park down in Groveport. And it is Founders Day weekend in Canal Winchester on Saturday, celebrating life in 19th century historic Canal Winchester. And they'll even have a reenactor reenacting President Lincoln. The 60s Coffee House is this Friday at King Avenue United Methodist Church, where Bill Cohen and friends will sing and strum 1960s hits. Then it's this Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Keeping it spooky, All Hallows Eve is this Saturday at Ohio Village, every Saturday in October. And you'll have other wonderful holiday happenings, such as the Great Westerville Pumpkin Glow kicking off next week. In Upper Arlington, for the kids, they have the Smith Scare Preserve right there, the Smith Preserve in Upper Arlington, early next week. So it is the spooky season. And of course, the Barbie exhibit at COSI. What can Barbie be? And this Saturday, you can shred hunger at Vertical Church on Old Henderson Road in Northwest Columbus, sponsored by the Franklin County Auditor's Office. It is a shredding electronic waste and household needs drive benefiting Community Refugee Immigration Services, better known as CRIS, C-R-I-S. And Monday at the Palace Theater, David Sedaris will be at the Palace Theater. This weekend at the Southern Theater, the 50th anniversary of the Jazz Arts Group continues on. Columbus Jazz Orchestra has selections from Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Miles Davis. Rocky Horror Show continues at the Garden Theater on the main stage, Short North Stage. Available Light Theater wraps up What the Constitution Means to Me at Studio 2 in the Rife Center this weekend. Moby Dick Goes Missing wraps up at the Abbey Theater in Dublin by Original Productions Theater. The Columbus Symphony has The Beauty of Spain at the Ohio Theater. And looking ahead to next week, the Harmony Project concert is next Thursday evening at the Ohio Theater for those who were lucky to get tickets for that. And it's their second concert downtown this year. Obviously, they have one right behind the Ohio Theater in Columbus Commons in the spring each year. And this year marks 10 years of the Harmony Project. So congrats to them. They are amazing and do so much amazing things for our community. You have the Circleville Pumpkin Show kicks off on Wednesday with the weigh-in. Did you know it is the largest free festival in the world? right down in Pickaway County on 23, and going further up 23 on Thursday in downtown Delaware is the Main Street Delaware Makers Market. And next Thursday evening at the Capitol Center in Bexley at Pleasant Ridge and Mound is the 15th anniversary of the Taste of Bexley, put on by the Bexley Area Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, it is going to be History Day at the South Side at the Parsons Avenue Library next Thursday evening with a panel discussion with Southside residents and community leaders. And the Quarter Horse Congress continues on next week at the Ohio Expo Center. And Pumpkins Aglow kicks off at the Franklin Park Conservatory next week. The Weekend Warrior will be back next week. Have a good weekend. ¶¶